All right. I want to welcome everyone here tonight to the November 2025 Simpsonville Planning Commission meeting. I'm Mike Giordano. I'm the chairman of the board here. And I would like to let you know that we have one item on our agenda here tonight. This is how the process works for anybody who's not been here before. We'll have staff explain an overview of the item, and then we're going to have the applicant come up, present their item. We'll then open the floor for anyone from the public who wishes to comment. We try to hold comments to 3 minutes or less and keep your comments germane to the current agenda item. Staff will then provide its recommendation, and then as a commission here, we will vote to approve, deny with discussion. Our first thing is take the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioner Puzio, Commissioner Hirshhorn, Commissioner Gillespie?
Present.
Commissioner Woodall?
Present.
Commissioner Wells?
Present.
Commissioner Shannon? And Chairperson Giordano?
Present. All right, now I ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. All right, before we get to our one item on the agenda tonight, we will review the Planning Commission minutes. I assume all the commissioners have been able to review the Planning Commission minutes. If anyone has any comments to make, make them now. If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, October 7th, 2025.
Commissioner Woodall with a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Weeks with a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? And the minutes have been approved. Okay. Now to our one item on the agenda tonight. It's Z-2025-02, proposed rezoning of property located at 118 and 124 Northeast Main Street. Staff, can you give us an overview?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, on your screen and your meeting packet is the old location of the old City Hall. This is 118 and 124. Old City Hall is 118. 124 is the prior SunTrust and previously AAA Insurance. It's approximately 2.44 acres. It is zoned business urban currently. The applicants are looking to have this property redeveloped as a mixed-use development with the designation of the ID with a statement of intent and concept plan. This is the street view on Main Street, looking at the intersection of East College and Northeast Main Street. That's the old SunTrust AAA location. It's directly in front of the old City Hall. And this is on Head Street. This property does front Northeast Main Street, East College, and Head Street. As stated earlier, the current zoning is business urban. It is in the center, directly in the middle of our downtown. What they are proposing, as I said, is a three-story mixed-use development consisting of up to a maximum of 80 multifamily units. These will be on the second and third floor and on the interior side of the first floor. Along the street front of Main Street and East College will be retail. This is their proposed rendering of what this product will look like. This is at the intersection of College and Northeast Main Street. There in the bottom corner of your screen is where the proposed retail restaurant location will be located. Retail will be along the front on East College and Main Street. Everything on the second and third floor will be multifamily. Looking at 18,000 square feet of commercial space, retail, restaurant, amenity, and co-working space. Again, these will be an up to 80 multifamily units consisting of studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units. They are proposing 144 surface parking area that will be located on the back, but you won't be visible from Main Street, tucked behind the building. Some of the ID elements that they are presenting of his EV charging stations, implementation of possible solar devices, public art elements, co-working along with the multifamily, and their stormwater design will be alleviated with proposed pervious parking design. Access points will be on Head Street and Northeast Main Street on the top of your screen. The current access point in front of the old City Hall and the old SunTrust will be eliminated. Improvements to the site, if you can go back to this slide here, a lot of the utility lines you see there are preventing development along the street. In that district, you want a zero build line. You want it as close to your front for pedestrian scale. They're proposing to have these put underground to be able to maximize this site. Again, that's the concept plan they are proposing. This is the rendering on that section. And this is one thing I want to draw your attention to. On the bottom elevation, that would be facing Main Street. There is a breezeway that will allow people to pass through the building into the courtyard portion in the back. This is their floor plans. They've got three proposed designs they have here. This is just one of them. You can see the variety they're using from one, two, and three-bedroom units. The left one is the bottom floor with the retail and commercial on the corner. Is the other two portions of varieties they have through that. One thing that wasn't in your meeting pack was a traffic impact analysis that was given to us this week. I did provide on your desk the summary portion of what that impact study determined, and you can see on there was no no mitigation required from the impact from this design. So the property was posted as by requirement of the zoning ordinance. Letters went out to property owners abutting this. We have not received any calls regarding the item. Again, that's just an overview of the product and request. They are asking for innovative development as a mixed-use project.
All right, thank you. All right, now I'll ask any of the commissioners for any disclosure of ex parte and conflict of interest between any of the members. Okay. Now I'll ask for the applicant to come up and give their overview. Please state your name and address.
Good evening, everyone. Ryan Jones. I live 2675 Lansing Lane in Cumming, Georgia. I am a member of Alliance Consulting Engineers. I will be the civil engineer of record. As John mentioned, the project is pretty straightforward. It is the old SunTrust building. It is the old Simpsonville City Hall, redeveloped into a multi-use, mixed-use development with multifamily, commercial, retail, parking. Innovative District will implement some things to make it very nice, very affordable, very, very nice for pedestrians. Not much more to add to that. I'll leave that open for questions.
Yeah. All right. Before we'll take questions. Before we do that, we'll open the floor up to the public to give their comments. All right. The floor is open now to the public for anyone who'd like to speak.
Once again, my name is Rod Folk. I'm at 18 Cloverfield Drive here in Simpsonville. I like the idea of having a mixed-use kind of thing where you've got some residential really downtown and, of course, some of the commercial. It shows a sign of a kind of a strong, healthy city if people really want to live downtown. Of course, you've got to have some amenities there. You've got a whole bunch of restaurants there, so if you have that, you can walk to them. We don't have a grocery store, so they'll still have to drive to Walmart or Food Lion, but that distance is a lot better than having to be on West Georgia Road or Fairview and driving 10 miles to get to your nearest grocery store. Just proximity, because you are downtown, you're probably going against the morning rush hour, the after evening rush hour, and it overall, generally, when that happens, it reduces all of the traffic, as opposed to having the same number of units somewhere out on Jonesville or on Fairview or any of those places. So in general, it's a good sign of a healthy community, and being able to reuse that property instead of just bulldozing it down It is a good sign of a resilient community. My only thing about this one is that I'm not impressed with how it looks. I think it looks a little bit out of feel for the older buildings that are in downtown Simpsonville, the Burdett building, the buildings across the street from the ice cream station. Granted, they're 100 years old. They have a certain architectural style. This one's very modern. I'd rather see something that looked like it had been there 75 years, but was really up to date. Other than that, I think it's basically a good idea. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, we'll close the floor to public commentary. Any questions here for the commissioners for the applicant?
Yes, I have several.
Okay.
You're looking at 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units. What is the average size of a residential unit?
We do have our architect here with us tonight. I could defer that question to her if she'd like that.
All right. Do you want to? Should I exhaust all my questions of you and then come back with the?
On the civil side.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yes, yes.
You've identified approximately 144 parking spaces. Realistically, I don't see that being enough to accommodate the approximate 80 residential units you're talking about, plus any customers of the retail facilities, including restaurants. Where's additional parking going to come from?
Additional parking could come from, there's a proposal, not really a proposal, but there's a plan to possibly put some on-street parking on Head Street as well. There should be some spots, some parking spots out there as well.
Mm-hmm. The way the property's currently configured and proposed ingress and egress, I take it any trucks making deliveries, pickups, or other activities would be parking on the street in order to serve their clients?
It would depend upon the size of the vehicle for the delivery. We should be able to accommodate most box vans mm-hmm. in development, but any type of truck and trailer would most likely have to be from the street.
Okay. Also, taking into consideration that you're looking at units with 3 bedrooms, that's usually a couple of kids. Is there plans for play areas for these kids on the site?
There could be very well. I mean, that could be further discussed in detailed design. There is a courtyard out there. We could possibly look at putting in some sort of play structure for children or things like that. That could always be discussed.
Also, just help me to clarify. You have one means of ingress and egress, or you have two?
Right now we have two. We have an ingress on Hedge Street, and we have an ingress egress on Hedge, and an ingress on College.
I could tell from the aerial photo with the boundaries on it. I didn't know if it was all the way through. Also, one other item. Oh, do you have another potential customers for the retail space?
Well, those have not been determined yet. That's still probably farther down the line.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of questions. Sure. Mr. Jones, thank you.
Did you want to go back to the architect for the size of the residential units?
If you could, I'd appreciate it.
My name is Tara Heil. I'm at 2 Bennett Street in Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. The average size of the units, one bedroom would be around 725. A two-bedroom anywhere from probably 900 to 1,000, and the three bedrooms run 1150 to 1250.
Okay, they're all handicap accessible?
Per code, we've got 2% that have to be fully accessible type A units, and the rest have to be type B.
Mm-hmm. Is this a subsidized housing?
No, I do not believe so.
It's strictly rental?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I might have one question for the architect while you're standing there, please. The rendering that you all have provided is a very good-looking building. Renderings always look really nice. I'm just curious, do you anticipate any significant deviation from what we're seeing from the street side? Could be colors or anything like that. Just, I know you're not going to throw something up here and just go change it wholesale, but...
I mean, I hope not. I do.
But is that
I mean, I like it. I did it. So, yeah, I do like it. the brick, obviously, we don't know exactly what that brick would be. And I do think picking a brick that might be slightly more worn to give it a bit of an age look versus something, you know, as like more modern. So, you know, selecting the brick, we can take that into consideration. And I pictured more of a mill type look or a downtown building type look with the larger windows that you see with the square divisions. And then we've, you know, we may change up some more detail around the street level to give that pedestrian scale when we get into developing it a little bit more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have some more for Mr. Jones. I'm sorry.
No problem.
You guys can decide who needs to answer this. Commissioner Whittle was asking about the parking. See the amount of residents. How are you going to, if you are reserve parking for residents, if I was lease, I'm assuming these are rental units, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So if I'm leasing from you and I have a two-bedroom, I'm going to, you know, I want to have a place to park my car and possibly two. So has that been determined, how you're going to reserve them, if you are, and then if you are, how will they be reserved? Will it be through labeling or will it be through landscaping, barriers, and things of that sort?
That has not been determined yet. I'm sure that would be determined further down the road with owners and leasing companies and whatnot.
Okay. And finally, the charging stations. Mm-hmm. Great concept. Certainly need that in Simpsonville. Will, is the plan to have those open to the public?
I would imagine so, because anyone who would have an electric vehicle would want to charge there. I mean, we would want most likely for residents to be the most access to it, but it would be hard to, unless we put some signage out there, say electric charging for residents only, it would be probably most likely open to the public, and anyone that would want to come charge their vehicle at that location would come charge that vehicle at the location, and they would have to pay whatever the rates are.
I agree, it's not segregated. Yeah. Is there anyone here with you guys that might know more specifically what the intent is with that?
I could ask the owner to come up and talk about that if you'd like.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, sir, please. And perhaps to the parking as well, you know, how it may be segregated, if so.
Good evening. My name is Ken Ryder. I live at 303 Rock Garden Road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm partnered with John Pazin developing the property. Our experience in the Greenville market, we've redeveloped Judson Mill up in Greenville. We have EV chargers. We have some that are private behind a fence where they're really dedicated for residents, but we also have some in common area. We're not going to have most likely not going to have a fence around this property, so typically it would be available to the public. It's very difficult to police, most likely it'll be available. The way it works right now is people have to pay for it anyways, so we'll just want to make sure that if residents have a priority to use that, but if they're not, there's quite sophisticated softwares that will basically turn off your charging system if you're just sitting there for 8 hours or stuff like that. Okay. So we're pretty confident we can handle that. With related to parking, there's shared parking because there's going to be a retail commercial use, and there's also going to be residential uses. So 140 spaces is about right as you start managing a campus. It's rare that everybody's home at the same time, and it's rare that everyone's going to the restaurants or the shops and stuff like that. So we'll have a professional management company that's responsible for managing the parking overall. And our estimate is that 140 is about right, with a little bit of cushion, based on our experience, based on unit count, where people live, where they work, how they travel, and stuff like that. So we feel pretty confident about the 140.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Can you stay up for one more second? Just have one quick question. I know we don't know what the customers are going to be in these spaces, but are they expected to all be retail, or will it be any restaurants inside of that? How's that going to be?
Yeah, we don't know exactly. The goal is to have a component that's restaurant, a component that is more like a co-working office type use, and then a component that will be, we'll call it amenities, that really support the retail tenants and the residents that'll live there. Sometimes that can be a fitness center. Sometimes that can be a club room. Sometimes we don't have room for a pool, but sometimes there's a pool or something like that inside or outside or something like that. So it'd be a mixture of commercial uses. And then there'll be traditional, what's called inline retail. Could be an ice cream shop or, place to get your hair cut or something like that. But the bigger places we believe are going to be the co-working space, which we think there is a need and a demand for in Simpsonville. And then we do think there's a need for like a higher end restaurant that would be right on the corner of Main and Curtis. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll ask you while you're off. Is there a current demand for this type of housing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we're very confident about the demand for urban living, much like Fountain Inn, Traveler's Rest, other areas, but doing Simpsonville's version of that, which we think is really important to do something that's authentic for this town versus replicating what's happening in other areas. But there definitely is a demand for people wanting to live and work in the downtown areas.
I got to ask, you guys have the financial capacity to undertake and complete the project as planned?
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Thank you.
I got a question for staff here. In terms of like the way the streets are constructed right now and everything, is there capacity for people going to restaurants there to, you know, in terms of parking, getting there across the street, all that kind of stuff?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Yeah, is the infrastructure there that it's easily, people can easily, go to the restaurants, go to retail there if there isn't necessarily parking for non-residents at the building?
There will be. Once we have the one-way down, we'll have wayfinding set up. So we're trying to get out of that mindset of you park at one spot, you're serving that one spot. We want people to park and explore the town, want them to walk. So parking that does not fit here is not a bad thing. We want people to park other locations in the city to, shop, do other shops. And that's part of what this will encourage. There will be infrastructure there once the one-ways are put in. The access to get in and out of this place will be a lot smoother. And with the closing up the curb cuts along the front, that's going to create more pedestrian access for people to travel from one side of the rails to the other from the other parking spots.
Could you pull up the definition of the innovative development? That's not what we see very often, if ever. Is there anywhere else in the city that has it?
Pull up the definition.
Or like whatever the zoning rules are around the innovative development.
The criteria to actually be approved as one. Hold on a second. Well, it should be.
Or what it even means. I'm not aware of anywhere else that has that zoning.
No. Well, look right. On your screen, below that, that's actually the Burdett Central, that light green portion.
That one's innovative?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Got it.
It's supposed to be stand out from all the others. You're going to see uses in there that's not normal. The intensity of those will be more, and the material they use is kind of a general indication it's innovative.
Got it.
Okay. Now time for staff recommendation.
Thank you. Staff has reviewed statement of intent and concept plan, and this is something that the city has envisioned for many years. I feel kind of privileged to be here looking at this. We've had two prior planning directors that have kind of laid the groundwork to get a project like this here. This is something that will definitely we can definitely build upon when this is built. This is what we've been waiting for. To get life downtown, to help the businesses to flourish more, encourage more development downtown, and this is definitely something we want. One thing I will touch on with the parking, Mr. Whittle, in the current zoning of business urban, there's not a parking requirement. A restaurant wants to build here, there's no requirement for parking. The reason behind that, what the prior directors have envisioned was the parking to be handled by the city, on-street parking, parking garages, parking space, parking lots. And that's what we've been trying to accomplish with these leases. With the downtown one-way and the streetscape project is coming in right along with this, we're going to encourage more parking that way. We wanted these people to be able to maximize their whole lot. So that's why I didn't have that in there. The one thing we didn't account for was multifamily. You know, you have to have a unit count per ratio for parking. So I did some digging in other municipalities, and typically Greer and Greenville, for example, they require one per spot, and they're exceeding that here with that. So the overflow from that will be used for retail. And again, we're going to get the retail we want here and the restaurants we want here. And again, the habits that people have, they're set in stone. We're trying to get them out of that mindset to move through the city. So staff's excited about this. We do support this. It is our recommendation that Planning Commission recommends an approval of Z-2025-02.
So just to be clear, when the one-way project gets finished, that will actually increase parking downtown?
We'll have some more spaces as a part of that. We're going to be widening in some areas. So we'll have some there. And like mentioned, Head Street is discussed of adding some parking on that side, right abutting to it as well. So there are agreements you can get with other churches that aren't being used. They use overflow. We use overflow here. So again, once we connect streetscape-wise, people will be able to use more of these spaces that they're not aware of that are here. So that one-way project will encourage walkability, pedestrian access, and uses of parking spaces, parking lots they're not aware of.
All right, I'll entertain a motion at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the requested rezoning set forth in Ordinance Z-2025-02.
Commissioner Gillespie makes a motion.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle makes a second. I would just like to say before we vote that as someone who lives downtown, it's really important that we create this pedestrian the walkability of the city. It just adds so much more vitality to the city. And I'm seeing more and more people walking down the Swamp Rabbit Trail all the time. It makes it more exciting, and it definitely makes it feel like a town more than like necessarily a suburb. And so it's a really cool thing that's happening in the city, and this obviously is another piece of that. All right, with that.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to kind of reiterate Director Derby's comments, his enthusiasm for this project, staff's enthusiasm. I share that, and I don't think it could be understated the importance of having a development group in here with wanting to take this on that has a proven track record and has demonstrated success in other parts of the country and the region, as well as here locally. So just that's what I have to say. Thank you.
All right. All those in favor of approving rezoning for Ordinance Z-2025-02, say aye.
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 Any nays? And it passes. All right, that's our one agenda item. Now I'll ask for a motion.
Congratulations. Thank you for joining us.
And now ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle makes motion. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we're adjourned.